this evening was case number 10,004. And this was down to St. Jude's, the Catholic Church down there, requesting the sign.
I asked the question to the applicant what assurances we have, and, you know, unfortunately, this is, it's obviously a considerable investment to them. So therefore, you know, my concern is not so much if the bank is sold in the, you know, any, or a bank that would buy them would, you know, stick to advertising for themselves. But eventually, you know, it, someone along the line, as with the Johnny Janosik situation, would decide, oh, let's rent it. Or in the reverse with Johnny Janosik, it was supposed to be, they're supposed to have a billboard not to advertise their business, and they turn around advertising their business on it.
Well, can't you put that in the stipulations?
That wasn't the stipulation for Johnny Janosik.
Well, then we didn't enforce it.
Right.
But this one, he said he wouldn't. We put it for 20 years, you know, that they would have it.
But then when they came before us for the signs on their building, they pleaded ignorance, that they didn't know about that. You know, I'm sorry, I don't buy that.
Yeah, that's a case.
Right, and so, you know, the same could have happened here. Oh, well, that was, you know, a former guy in charge, and, you know, he's not with us anymore. He retired 5 years ago.
Right.
So it's, I think it's a real concern.
Again, I think you have to take in consideration sometimes who you're dealing with. I'd be more apt to give you a variance, John, than I would someone else around, because you're a pretty honest guy. And that's the way it is.
That's the way. Yeah, that's true.
And this guy, variance. You know.
How many billboards have you limited like that, though?
None.
Why would you want to get started in something?
I don't think
like that.
So.
See, I would have rather seen this come before us as a billboard application.
Me too.
Because that way WIFIS could advertise themselves.
And actually the applicant would be the church.
But it's on the church. It's on church.
Right. It's on church property.
It's not their intention.
It's not their intention. Neither was Johnny Janosik's intention to advertise their business on that billboard on their property.
I have told them that, you know, just make sure you tell the board what your intentions are.
Understand.
And keep it, you know, above board all the way. And they do not want a billboard. They just want an off-premise sign.
And on their property.
But their paperwork says billboard all over it.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a billboard.
I mean, it's a billboard. Mm-hmm.
It's 300 square feet on each side, and it's a monopole structure.
Change it at all, and it's going to be a...
And if you get a monopole structure on the church property, and the church has some income from it, you know, and WSFS decides that they don't want that sign anymore,
right.
That's a little more than that. Too full before it's pulled out of the ground.
Exactly. What happens if the church all of a sudden says, oh, we got a captive audience here, we're raising the rent? WIFA says, fine, you're stuck with a billboard.
But he said he'd give you a 15 to 20 year contract on it, so if he's going to do that, if you don't honor that. When you ask him, he said he'd do it.
Would you honor that?
Yeah, wouldn't you honor that? He said he would, right there. I mean, he said that was, they guaranteed that's more than anybody else had.
Yeah, but still.
And I don't know if we went getting that there, do we? But
no, I mean, contracts don't always last. You know, people get out of contracts.
How'd you enforce that?
That's the question.
Yeah.
But we've never done this with any of them.
We wouldn't. We couldn't.
Yeah.
We don't.
How would you enforce that?
You couldn't enforce it.
No.
We can't enforce it.
So
yeah, I mean, in 8 years, who's going to remember?
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
Outfit shows up on there.
But I mean, it's just a document to you gentlemen to, you know, consider in your decision.
Sure.
You know, that they are going to, will draw up a contract saying it's a 20-year.
Or we could deny this case and allow them to reapply as a billboard.
What would we be gaining by doing that?
Yeah, we're going to gain by doing that. Why don't we just table it there next
week? Want to give another control, I don't think. $400.
Yeah, it's going to cost money.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I'm trying to keep in the Christmas spirit. John and I are going at it, though. I just don't see anything. The reason I told them to do that, to apply that way, is because of the way they're applying. There's going to be one, you know, one advertisement, so to speak, instead of changing them every week, you know.
And I'm not against it. I guess if we're going to prove it, then there shouldn't be any stipulation as to who.
Well, they should, yeah.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And usually all you have to do.
There shouldn't be any. It
shouldn't be any stipulations if you approve it. They're not going to. Yeah.
So the problem is there a problem? I guess the question is if we approve it as a billboard, not an off-premise sign.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. It's how it was
applied for.
It's all, under the
all,
same.
All billboards are off-premise signs.
That's correct.
But not all off-premise signs are billboards, right?
Right.
Seems to me this one meets the criteria for a billboard, so
okay.
I don't see there any problem calling it a billboard.
No.
It's not going to make any difference, is it?
It's not going to make any difference.
No.
Okay.
It's just that when you hit a certain size, they have to be
right.
You know, 300 feet.
300 feet and 25 feet back and 50 feet.
Whatever you call it, really, is it.
And he is going to, I think you want to put in there, if you are, put in there that he does have to come from billboard to billboard. Remember I told you to center there.
Yep.
He has to meet setback requirements.
Yeah.
Or apply for a variance.
Okay, if there be no further discussion.
Another $400.
Make a motion to approve case number 10,400, as I don't see where it will substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties with no stipulations.
And second to that motion?
As a billboard, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,004 with no stipulations. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Sorry, guys, I don't mean to be difficult. I just want to, you know.
This is not a place to. No. Listen, that's the difference between this board and those boards. That's what we're supposed to do. We come in, we do our business, we discuss, we go out, we're still the same way. That's the way, that's only I'm going to be part of it.
That's why there's five of us.
That's why there's five of us together and the other one's in. That's only I'm going to do it. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Good
question. You don't do the same thing to me. Before we leave tonight, we'll get it worked out. But we're still going to be friends when we came in. We might do it out.
We have been for 15 years.
There you go. And we're going to be that way, right?
John, we need that. We need that discussion. We need that
dialogue. You have that open and calm. Right?
For the record, it's 10 to 10.
Is it really?
10
to 10, yeah.
And up until now, the Patriots have the ball.
Right now.
We're in the second quarter.
Second quarter, 10-10.
Chairman?
Yes.
We have other business.
What other business do we have? We did that.
Amanda, there's a case.
We did that one.
We did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to pay again.
Well done.
Huh?